A big ad push is kicking into high gear. It's against the so-called border adjustment tax that House Speaker Paul Ryan has proposed as part of the Republican plan to revamp the tax system. A number of conservative organizations are putting out ads against the idea, and the division on that issue is expected to put a wrench in President Trump's plans to overhaul the tax system, which is why Derek Thompson of The Atlantic says the entire process to revamp the tax system will be a nightmare. Derek joins us, as he does each Monday, from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hello, Jeremy.
So the Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, said last week that changing the tax system is going to be simpler than changing health care. You don't think so?
No, I don't think so at all. Healthcare was supposed to be simple. Repealing Obamacare, that's something the GOP had voted to do repeatedly for 7 years. They had time to dress rehearse this before it went primetime, and that didn't exactly work out. You know, some people think taxes will be easier. It's not just Mnuchin, it's others. But let's compare healthcare to federal taxes. America's healthcare industry is about one-sixth of the economy, about $3 trillion in total. U.S. federal tax revenue is roughly one-sixth of the economy, or about $3 trillion in total. Healthcare is a complex, amorphous institution. All of these entrenched interests that are trying to struggle for their own part of the pie. Federal taxes are the exact same thing. What one person calls a tax loophole, another person calls an essential benefit to keep their company alive. So I think taxes, if anything, might even be more complicated than healthcare. And the last time we had comprehensive tax overhaul, comprehensive tax reform, 1986 under President Ronald Reagan, that took over a year to get together, even though it was in the second term of a historically popular president. This is a hard, hard thing to do.
Well, and a large part of this plan coming from the Republicans would involve cutting taxes. But there is one new tax, and this is what I want to ask you about, is the border adjustment tax, because this is what's attracting all of this negative attention from conservative groups. How exactly would it work?
The mechanics of this border adjustment tax are complicated, but the outcome is fairly simple. So let's focus on the outcome. It's a really efficient way to tax companies that import and benefit companies that export. So stepping back, what did Donald Trump say he wanted to do with trade on the campaign trail? He said more jobs over here, less companies who do their business overseas, right? Here is a tax plan that would theoretically do that. It would punish companies that keep their income abroad, and it would benefit companies that make stuff here and sell it to the world. On the other hand, it would really hurt a lot of retailers like Target and Walmart, whose business essentially is often to import parts that are cheap and then sell them to Americans for a little bit of a profit. That's their business model. And this tax policy, a $1 trillion plan, would hurt them.
What about the tax cut part of this plan? What are they proposing there?
Paul Ryan and Donald Trump have both proposed tax cuts that are in line with a lot of leading Republicans. They essentially want to bring down marginal rates. They want to give Americans tax cuts that will disproportionately benefit the rich because, to be frank, the rich pay disproportionately more when it comes to federal income taxes. What they would also like to do is to balance some of the cuts to the marginal rates by also taking away some tax benefits. So sometimes this plan is summarized as lower the rates but broaden the base.
Right.
But once again, like I said, you're going to have liberals on the one hand saying you can't cut taxes that disproportionately benefit the rich, while on the other hand, you're going to have a lot of rich companies saying don't take away the tax benefit that specifically benefits us because then we're going to lose billions of dollars. So tax reform, tax overhauls are always a nightmare. And this is something that I think Mnuchin, the administration, are looking for a quick win with. But there is nothing quick about comprehensive tax reform.
Well, and the argument that they will make and that they already have been making is that tax cuts will pay for themselves. They will lead to economic growth. Now, we've been through this debate many times before, but what does the research say, Derek, about whether or not that's really true?
They just don't. It would be lovely to think that if you cut taxes, then magically you're waving a wand over economic growth and it just jumps up by a few percentage points. But all the research we have suggests this just doesn't happen, that the economy is more complicated than that. In 1993, Bill Clinton raised the top marginal rate, and the 1990s were gangbusters for the economy. In early 2001 and 2003, President George W. Bush cut taxes by an enormous amount on the top 1%, and 6 years later, we were in a great recession. So it's not not like a magic wand. I think it is more clear to say the following, that yes, taxes do change incentives on the margins, but taxes are a much better way at collecting money that you can then spend on national initiatives than they are to essentially dial up and dial down the economy as if you have your hand on a thermostat, which is tax rates.
So just very briefly, Derek, do you think that the plan will be to go for something smaller than the big tax overhaul that they've been talking about?
Very briefly, yes. That is exactly what I think is going to happen. I think that they're going to quickly see the tax overhauls are a logistical and procedural nightmare. They're going to be looking for a quick win. And what they're going to do instead is just do a more simple tax cut that expires after 10 years, exactly like George W. Bush did in 2001.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Thanks as always.
Thank you.